I would like to quote from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim in the Psicha, where the Chofetz Chaim enumerates the number of mitzvahs asei, which could be evolved with the Isurim of Lashon Hora and Dvorim Asurim. The Chofetz Chaim says, "In medabe Lashon Hora or Achilas b'Beis HaMedrash or b'Beis HaKnesses, if a person speaks Lashon Hora or Rechilos in a Beis HaMedrash or in a Beis HaKnesses, he's over a mitzvah saseh of Mikdashi Tiro. And our Beis Medrash Shorona Gam came Bechlal Mikdashu, Kemosh Mavur Bepoiskim and the Chofetz Chaim, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that he has this from the Sefer Yerayim and the Smag and the Smak, that from their words it seems that this is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of Mikdashi Tiro, that a person is supposed to be in awe of the Beis HaMedrash and even our Beis HaMedrash, our Beis HaKnesses. And then he also says that even according to some poskim who hold that this mitzvah asei of Mikdashi Tiro only goes on the Beis HaMikdash, however, and this is exact lashon, Mikol Mokom Kulam Moedim, the Isa Godel Hu Afilu Besicha Betelo. It's an Isa Godel in a Beis HaKnesses, even Sicha Betelo, idle talk. The culture came Beloshin Ora or Achilas Chas V'Shalom. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes on and says, V'Nistavenu Bezeh Posek Lira Mimisha Shoichen Bo. Therefore, the din is ein mechashin bo cheshboinus kim shel mitzvah. You can't make any cheshboinus except cheshboinus of mitzvah like tzedakah, etc. Therefore, v'chol shekein osa ben schoik v'hitul v'sicho b'teila. We are talking now about the kedushas beis hakneses, the kedusha which is in every shul, that it's also to any type of laughter, joking, letzonis, the sicho b'teila, even idle talk. And he says like this: the al achas kama v'chama to does the also ledaba b'em loshen ra rechilas it may emes Hashem yizboach hashoichen bo, because the person is supposed to have fear from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and a person, and that's besides the isur itself of these isurim of dvorim asurim. And a person who speaks in a Beis HaKnesses, Dvorim B'Telem, or Rechilas, or Lashon Hora, or Noas Dvorim, any kind of Dvor also, and including Dvorim B'Telem, he bedevs Memare ba'atzmo she'enu mamin she'akodin bochu yashre shkinaso ba'bayis hazeh. He shows that he does not believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom has his shechina, and therefore, who may is ponim afilu ledaba v'beis hamelach shelo v'rtzoin hamelach. Now the Chofetz Chaim was only speaking here in this mitzvah saseh only about the kedushas beis haknesses, no matter whether a tefillah is going on or a tefillah is not going on. But if you would understand what we're talking about, do we believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom is here in this beis haknesses even Shalom b'shas tefillah, not at the time when we daven, but when we are davening to Rabbeinu Shalom, and the tzibur is speaking to Rabbeinu Shalom, that people should take it upon themselves, that the chutzpah, the hazas ponim, which is the lashon of the Chofetz Chaim, the meyiz ponim, speak shalom b'rtzon ha-melech in the Beis HaKnesses at the time when people are supposed to be addressing the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is unconscionable. And what has come to my attention that I was not aware of, that there are people that go so far as to bring cell phones into the Beis HaKnesses, and at the time of the tefillahs, they're talking on cell phones or receiving calls or doing text messages. This is completely unconscionable. If you believe that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you believe that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings his Shechina into the Beis HaKnesses, how is it possible? Would you do this if you had the Gadol B'Yisrael, if the Chofetz Chaim was standing in front of you? Or a Melech Gadol, we don't have a Hasag of a Melech, but let's just say the Chofetz Chaim or the Vilna Gaon was standing in front of you, and you're talking on your cell phone when you're supposed to be speaking to the Chofetz Chaim or speaking to to the Vilna Gaon. This is unconscionable, completely unacceptable. Therefore, it's not necessary to say that you should be mekabel on yourself. You're mekubel ba'omed. You have an isa d'oraisa. According to many poskim rishonim, you have an isa d'oraisa, a mitzvah sasei of mikdashi tiro, when the Beis HaKnesses is empty. Close again at a time when we're supposed to be a designated of Ribono Shel Olam. So a person chas v'sholom speaks during davening, any kind of words. Speaks the dvarim, the talim during davening, or speaks anything at a time when he's supposed to be davening. This is unconscionable, and a person has to be makabel on himself. And the Chofetz Chaim said of his sefer, he never said any chumras. He said, I heard from my shver, who was a talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He says anything that's in the Chofetz Chaim, he cannot name and mention by the tzvei lapatim. He could hold him by his lapels and say, this is what you have to do. So I believe it goes without saying. That each person, it's not necessary to be mekabel on yourself, but you should be mekabel on yourself, not to speak during davening on any subject, and chalila v'chas not to bring in an active cell phone into the Beis HaKnesses, and bezer that we will be mekayim the mitzvahs mikdashi tiro, will be zoicha to see hashuas hashchina not only in this Beis HaKnesses, but again in the Beis HaMikdash b'mheiro v'yomeinu.